47.
Where was he?
The activity books had been discarded. Crumbs and empty cups littered the table. Katie had given Sam and Gracie her phone to play with, to ward off the boredom whinges. But she could sense that they were getting restless. Alice sat ostensibly engrossed in a word puzzle, but Katie noticed that she hadn't filled in a single letter in the last 10 minutes. She checked her watch again. Over an hour since she sent the text. The phone told her that it had been delivered. He hadn't replied or tried to call. Not that she would have answered. Some conversations needed to take place in person. Maybe he hadn't read it. Maybe he thought it was some sort of cruel prank. Maybe he wasn't coming. What to do? How long should she wait? Her eyes scanned the coffee shop again. She tensed. Two men in fluorescent jackets and police uniforms walked up to the counter. Her heart beat faster. Were they just stopping for a coffee or here on more official business? She jumped as Alice gripped her arm.
I know,
Katie whispered. The police officers appeared to be talking to the girl behind the counter. As Katie watched, one of them turned and surveyed the cafe.
Was he looking for someone? For them?
Katie had chosen a table behind another couple and partially shielded by a pillar. But if the police officers started to walk around, if they were looking for a woman on the run with three children, then their little group, in hoodies, pajama bottoms and boots, stood out like a sore thumb. She nodded at Alice and then whispered,
Sam, Gracie, get your coats on.
Why? Where are we going?
We're just going.
They grabbed their coats. The police officers were still at the counter. Katie motioned with a finger to her lips, and they pushed their chairs back and rose from their seats. The police officers turned.
Katie froze, and then spotted the two large takeaway cups of coffee.
She felt her heart sag in relief. The officers smiled, waved to the girl behind the counter and sorted out of the coffee shop.
It's okay,
she said.
False alarm.
She turned to Alice, but Alice wasn't looking at her. She was staring at another figure walking slowly towards them. A tall, thin figure with straggly dark hair and a tired face. His gait was slightly lopsided, and he clutched his side as if he had a stitch. His eyes searched the cafe, and then, as if drawn by some magnetic force, they fell on Alice. Shock. Disbelief. The man stopped, raised a hand to his face, dropped it again, and took a faltering step closer. His mouth opened, but nothing came out. It looked like he was searching for a word, a name he hadn't used in a very long time. Katie willed him to find it. But Alice got there first.
Daddy.